Hey there, and welcome back to the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. This is the podcast where we believe that 5 minutes a day can make a difference in the rest of your day. Hey, this is Bobby. Thanks for joining us today. It is December 1st, and obviously, Christmas is right around the corner. Now, last year on Netflix, I watched the movie Skipping Christmas, and when Laura walked into the room, she couldn't stand it. She couldn't stand the drama, the craziness of it. And then this year, I found that she had watched it on her own. It's the story about some empty nesters that decide their first year with an empty home, they'll do something for themselves. They'll skip Christmas. Well, the danger for all of us is if we're not careful, we'll get to January 1 and we will have missed everything that Christmas is about. And we're not the first ones to do it. Even in Jesus's day, there were people that were on the scene for the very first Christmas and they missed it. So my question is, why would we miss it? What are the things that would cause us to miss the celebration of the important moment when Jesus came to earth? Well, the first thing is, number one, we're just too busy. Busyness has the ability to keep us from experiencing Christmas. In the Christmas story in Luke chapter 2, we read in verse 7, "And she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in cloths. She placed him in a manger." Why? Because there was no room for them in the inn. So in Jesus' story, there's a guy that's running an inn, and yet he turns away Mary and Joseph. Why? Because he was so busy. A census was going on. The place was crowded, and he totally missed this game-changing moment. Just as a side comment, I'd hate to be that guy. Can you imagine standing before God one day and the judgment day where God says, "Hey, you didn't even give a room to the Savior of the world"? That's a bad thing, right? So the first thing that would cause any of us to miss Christmas is, number one, we're just too busy. The second thing that could cause us to miss Christmas is the fear of giving up control. In the Christmas story, we read about Herod, and we read about him in Matthew chapter 2, the first 8 verses, where it talks about the Magi showing up, coming to the east, where they come to Jerusalem and they ask the question, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews?" Well, when Herod heard this, the alarm bells started going off. He was known as the King of the Jews. And so now here are these Magi saying there's someone else called King of the Jews, some baby has been born. And so Herod goes on this full-on press to kill every baby male that was 2 years of age and under. Why? Because he was afraid of giving up control. And I think if we'd all be honest, there's areas of our life that we want to hold on to, whether it's our finances or how we do relationships or retirement or something else. There are areas of our life, if we're not careful, we're afraid of giving them up. And so we miss Christmas. So sometimes we're too busy. Sometimes it's because we're fearful of giving up control. And sometimes I think we miss Christmas because, well, we've just grown numb to it. We're indifferent. It's not that we hate Christmas. It's not that we don't want to celebrate Jesus. We have just grown so numb to it. In fact, in Jesus' story, the religious leaders were that way. I mean, it says in Matthew 2, verse 4, that Herod called together the chief priests and the teachers of the law, and he asked them where the Christ was to be born. And these religious leaders knew the answer. They said, "In Bethlehem, in Judea, for this is what the prophet has written." And that even though the religious leaders knew the answers, they weren't motivated to go and meet their Savior. They had grown numb to it. They had grown indifferent. And honestly, that's one of the dangers of living near Atlanta, where we've got churches on every corner. If we're not careful, we'll be so used to hearing about Jesus, knowing about Jesus, tipping our hat towards Jesus, that we grow indifferent and we don't really worship him. We don't really celebrate him. So sometimes it's busyness. Sometimes we miss it because of fear of letting go of control. Sometimes it's because we've grown numb. We're just indifferent. And the fourth reason why a lot of people miss Christmas is because of their traditions. Some people call it religion. Some people call it whatever. Whatever you call it, we get caught up in our religious traditions and we begin to rely on tradition rather than truth. We rely on how things have always been rather than the personal relationship with Jesus. And the people in Jesus' story, in the first Christmas story, that missed it because of this was the entire city of Jerusalem. The entire city missed the event. When the Magi showed up, they showed up in Jerusalem. This is God's city. This is an important city throughout human history. And yet all of these people, even though they heard from the Magi, even though they heard from the shepherds, they missed it. Why? Because they had their tradition. They had their religion. It had become so external that they grew numb to needing the actual Savior. And so today, my encouragement on December 1st is let's not miss Christmas. Let's slow down. Let's open up our hands and give away control. Let's not take Jesus for granted, and let's never allow tradition to trump a personal walk with Jesus. Hey, thanks for listening to today's podcast. I hope you'll join us this Sunday morning at 9:30 or 11, and then again Sunday night starting around 5 o'clock. Start showing up for some food and games and all that good stuff leading up to our 6:30 p.m. O Night Divine. It's going to be incredible. Have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow for another edition of the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast.